This quiet, grassy trail next to the old depot buildings was once the site of bustling commerce along the railroad that ran from Rutland to Pulteney to Albany and on to New York City. This was the route of the slate picker, the rail line that hauled slate from the quarries, agricultural and industrial products, and the immigrants who worked here. Soon after much of Pulteney's toll road traffic had been taken away by the canal system to the west, two rival railroad syndicates made plans to connect Rutland County to Albany. Only one of the routes, the Rutland and Washington Railroad, planned to run through Pulteney. Its proponents included Amos Bliss, the storekeeper and newspaper owner who'd given Horace Greeley his start, the industrialist Henry Stanley, and the banker Merritt Clark. Public opinion was against it, as it was regarded as visionary. There was even a rumor that to bolster support, the proponents collected signatures from convicts and from soldiers serving in the Mexican War. The tracks reached Pulteney in 1851 at a cost of $1 million, and the arrival of train service cemented the ascendancy of West Pulteney over East. People moved west, and so did the businesses, churches, post office, and schools. By 1857, the shift became official. The West Pulteney Post Office was renamed the Pulteney Post Office. In this same year, during the Panic of 1857, the stock prices of the Rutland and Washington Railroad plummeted, and a 21-year-old man named Jay Gould bought up the stock. He inflated its value and sold out in a year, beginning a pattern that would make him one of the richest and most infamous robber barons of the era. But the greed, growth, and speed of daily living were beginning to concern some people. As a writer in the Rutland Herald noted, "Now we are scarcely satisfied with 30 miles per hour in those flying machines called railroad locomotives. We begin already to talk of 100 miles per hour. Soon we'll outstrip time herself and get there before we leave." The speed increased and the growth continued. In 1868, the wooden depot was built to handle freight and passengers. Its thick jigsawed braces supported the broad boxed eaves, offering protection against the weather. In 1917, this entire wooden depot was moved back from the street to make room for the new brick depot, which served a line incorporated with the Delaware and Hudson Railroad. Sylvia and Newman Williams, long-time Pulteney residents, said that in the early years of the century, it was the place to be.
Everybody went down to the railroad tracks to watch the train come in, to see what was going on. That was the
fight
of the day, was to see
who
was coming into Pulteney on the train. It was the tradition, I guess, to watch the world arrive.
But in 1934, as the entire country struggled through the Great Depression, the train stopped its passenger service to Pulteney. The nationwide halt in building crippled the local slate industry. Together, these economic blows slowed the pace of new construction and help explain why Pulteney today retains so many historic buildings. After its service as a train station ended, the brick depot was converted for use as a restaurant, and after the tracks were removed, the former rail line became a rail trail, used for year-round recreation. Cross the intersection now to the Journal Press building.